Mommy, I'm scared, said a plaintive whisper. Why? A gentle voice responded. The bad tree is outside. Nancy looked at her son. Nathan possessed a powerful imagination, especially for a four-year-old. Recently, he'd been obsessed with this bad tree, complaining each morning that it tapped on his window, scrawling brown branches with crayons whenever she gave him paper. She wanted professional help for him as soon as she saw the drawings, but her own psychologist advised her that nearly all children have fears, dreams, and imaginary creations just like this. He then proceeded to increase her dosage of anti-anxiety medicine. This whole parenting thing, it drained her. Oh, she loved her son, but night after night, she lay awake, positioning herself in absurd hypotheticals where she somehow messed up his rearing. Maybe she didn't read to him enough. Maybe she was too stern or too lenient. Maybe, Mommy? The soft whimper pulled her from her scattered thoughts. I'll look, darling, Nancy said, glancing out the window at their backyard. The normal assortment of trees stood there. When she and her husband chose a rural house, they did so with nature's charms in mind. They wanted their child to grow up outdoors, not surrounded by backlit screens. Unfortunately, those very outdoors now terrified Nathan. There's nothing back there, only our friendly trees, she told him before kissing his cheek. Try to sleep, please. He snuggled into his crib, pleased that his mother had made sure he was safe. Since Brad had already gone to sleep, Nancy decided to ease the tension by making hot chocolate. It always helped her calm down, allowed her to sleep. She whistled as she made it, though quietly as not to wake Nathan. She'd been plagued by anxiety for as long as she could remember. Even when she was Nate's age, she didn't worry about monsters she thought she saw, but of monsters she might see. She marked her adolescent years spending hours choosing an outfit before canceling her plans because it stressed her out too much to decide. In college, she finally got the treatment she needed and life became a little calmer. When Nancy met Brad, he decided it was his mission to help her keep away the anxiety. Things were good before and well into the marriage, until she had a baby. From the moment she laid eyes on him, she felt intrusive thoughts rush back into her mind. She could not mess this up. But she would. She knew it. She knew a million ways she would mess it up. She'd learned healthy coping strategies in the 4 years since, though, and Nathan was as healthy, happy, and as bright as he should be. The hot chocolate was done. As Nancy sipped, she looked out the window. A tree was there that had not been there before. It stood at the edge of the light. It brandished twisted branches, arranged at odd intervals, not like a normal tree. They were leafless, swaying gently, even though there was no wind. And the tree looked like it was leaning toward the house, as if... She stopped herself. The tree had always been there. It was a normal tree. She was doing it again, letting anxiety twist her perception. She finished her hot chocolate in one go. As she walked to her bedroom, she resisted the urge to check on Nathan to make sure he was safe. He was, she knew that. She didn't have to double and triple check everything. But what if her anxiety, just this once, was right? What if the things she told herself to calm down were lies manufactured by her therapy-cushioned mind? What if this time was different? What if she just thought that the tree was always there? What if she just assumed Nathan was safe? She shook the thoughts off, scattering them into the mental void. She took the medicine to help her sleep, and she slept. While she was asleep, something opened Nathan's window. In the morning, he was no longer in his bed, and the bad tree was not in the backyard. Sometimes we should listen to anxiety.